Right, so I want to continue from yesterday. So this will coming on in a second.
Call him, Rebbe.
Hi. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So yesterday we began with we began to talk about. Oh, it's really loud. Wow. Hakira, Maskana Sagamara. The Gemara says that even if the Torah Gemara Mammon is Lav Kimamon Dami, even according to Rabbanon, the Torah Gemara Kimamon Lav Kimamon Dami, but by Chometz, the Kabbalah Sechayis and the Chayiv, and Lishna Basra, even according to Abishimon, it's not really a case of the Torah Gemara Mammon because it's less, because it's Isa Be'ene. So this exists a Kosu that Yechayiv. So, Achayim Ava Hakira. So what's the getter of the chiyuv? Is the getter of the chiyuv that even a goyim l'mamad the chiyuv? Mechayiv is that it's a goyim l'mamad. What's mechayiv yom b'ayim matzah? The fact that it's goyim l'mamad, and even though in general b'avah goyim l'mamad is lav k'mamad dami, and b'fat over here where it's yisav v'enei, but maybe that's the exact kosov that here by chometz goyim l'mamad is enough to be mechayiv, but the chiyuv comes from the fact that it's goyim l'mamad, or it's nothing to do with it being Garim L'Mammon. Garim L'Mammon is Lavka Mammon, and it's Yisav Eini, even according to Shimon, it's Lavka Mammon. But it's the Achayis itself is Mechayiv. The fact that you have Achayis for the Chometz, you're holding it, the Achayis, maybe that's exactly the culture, but the Achayis is Mechayiv, you have Achayis for a Chometz is a violation by Rabbi Motzi, all by itself, without having to come out to the fact that it's Garim L'Mammon, you can have a Hefzid Mammon, and so on. So we saw yesterday, Meir Simcha says that maybe that it could be totally in a machlokes rishonim. Is a gazlan over by Rabbi Motzi? Somebody sold chametz from a guy. He said over by Rabbi Motzi. So Tosfos and Chavtes says that he is because he has a chayis. A ganav has a gazlan has a chayis loins him even. And the Ramban writes that way as well. The Ramban in Lamed Aleph. But on the other hand, the Shita in Baba Kama, Dav Tzadik Vav, brought a Ram Misarkasta, who says that a Ganav is not either on, but neither the Ganav nor the Nignav, if he stole from a Jew, neither the Ganav nor the Nignav is either on Bal Yerov, Bal Yimotz. It's the Ram Misarkasta. So what's the pshat? L'chari has a chayis. So Meir Simcha said that maybe that's the nekuda. If it's also dovah garim l'mamon, so dovah garim l'mamon, a ganav is also called a dovah garim. Perish gemara baba kama yivav. A ganav is also called a dovah garim l'mamon, because if the chayfis is nefer, he's going to have a loss. He's not going to be able to say reish chalaf anecha. So a ganav in the gzela to a ganav is a dovah garim l'mamon. That's a gemara b'fereshes. That is garim l'mamon. But on the other hand, if it's the Kabbalah Sechrayis, it's Mechayiv. So then there's a Mokim L'chalak. That by a Shomer, the Chiyav is for the Chiyav is for the Achrayis. It's an Achrayis, the Chiyav. The Chiyav is that you're Achroy, that it shouldn't be Nebad. And then if it's Nebad, you have to pay. So that's called Achrayis. That's what we mean. That's what Achrayis means. I'm Achroy. I have a warranty. I gave a warranty that if something happens to it, something happens to the Pekodon, I'll pay for it. So what's Mechayim me? The fact that something happened to the Pekodim. Mashen came by a Ganav, and Meir Simcha says, the Mechayim is the Maisa Gneva. When I stole it, I have to give it back. If I don't have to give back the Chayfitz. If the Chayfitz is not around, I'll have to give the money. But it's not an Achrayas. It's not that I'm responsible for the Gneva, and because the Gneva was never there, for I have to pay. I have to pay because I stole it. And I was Mechayim, and Meir Simcha says, so Meir's choluk by the achrayis by a shomer is an achrayis in the chometz itself. I'm holding the chometz because I'm holding the chometz by achrayis. I'm holding it with the responsibility. So that's mechayim by Rabbi Motzi. By a guy not holding the gneva by achrayis, he has to give the gneva back. It doesn't belong to him. He's not holding it by achrayis. If it's never, he has to pay because he always has to pay. It's not a nuchiv when it's never. So Mamela, that's not called, that's not enough to be Mechayev. That's not called the Chayes. Mamela is not over on Kral Yerobai Emot. That's a Ramei Simcha's word. Yesterday, I asked the Kasha. I don't know what to do with this. I asked the Kasha from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara Ben Sarah Meir says that the Chiyuv Ha'insin of a Ganav is Midi Dehavi HaShoel. Gemara sounds like it is a Chiyuv HaChayes. So that's a problem. Yeah, if Ramei Simcha is not, if we don't go like Ramei Simcha, so the Maram Sarkasta is a problem. Maybe he meant it sarcastically. Yeah, maybe there. I threw out yesterday, maybe it's different from a Jew than from a Goy, but that's very, that needs a lot of hezma. Anyway, in the end of the show yesterday, we opened up the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Daled, that's the subject for today. The Rambam says in Perek Daled, Halacha Gimel, start with Halacha Gimel, Goy Shiv Gidchemse Yitzil Yisrael, and Kibbel of Yisrael Achayas, the Goy was Machkid Chemosai by Yisrael. If the Yisrael is Mekabel Achayas, Shem Obar Enigmav Yishalom Ledomov, that it will be Nebar Enigmav Lepay, Harei Zechai Levarai is a Chi of Bir, Harei means Yisrael Bayer Obay Mosi, Hoyel the Kibbel of Achayas Nasa Kishaloi. The Moi Kibbel of Achayas Mutal Kaim Yester, Mutal Lechem and Achay Pesach Shebishus HaGoyim. So it sounds like the Rambam holds that the Achayas that we need is an Achayas of Gneva of Aveda. No, that's a machlekes rishonim. How much achrayis do you need to be mechayev? The Bahag holds that even a chayis of pshi, even the achrayis of a shem mechinum, is enough to be mechayev and bari rabbi matzah. The Ri holds that it has to be a chayis of nebel aveda, a chayis of a shem esoch. And Tosis in Bava Metzia is miyaches to Rashi, is medayik in Rashi. Tosis Metzia is medayik in Rashi. That you need even more than that. You need a chayis of oinsen, chayis kumur, even of oinsen. So the Rambam sounds like the Ri, like the middle shita. What's the pshat in this middle shita? Monashach. If you need the maximum achrayis, so then Rashi is right. If you need the minimum achrayis, then the Bahag is right. What's the svar to have this mittel mesige means in between. A mos is a measure. Mittel mesig, it's an in-between measure. A mittel mesig achayis. I show you to have an expression about somebody that you used to say somebody's a, I don't know, you say about somebody that is a mittel mesig person. He's in between. Nishkin geisa chochem and nishkin kahein and not a big chochem and not a small fool. It's in between. Anyway, wait for that. A mittel mesig achayis. Yes, so what's the pshat in this? So we talked yesterday about the Meiri. So Meiri says that Pshia, Meiri says that Pshia is not a regular Achayis at all. Pshia is Kemazik. Achayis of Pshia is not a regular Achayis, it's Kemazik. That's basically, that's the Shita Sir Amun. Ram says even though Goy is not, doesn't have, even though by Avodim Storis, the Kakoish had it, there's no Chiyuv HaShomim. But the Ram says, but a Chiyuv Pshia, yeah, because Pshia is Kemazik. That we spoke about yesterday. What's Pshat Pshia is Kemazik? It's not Odom HaMazik, it's only Groma. So the pshat is that it's not Odom HaMazik. But if he wasn't a Shomer, the Pshia wouldn't be Mechayev. But nonetheless, it's different than regular Chiyuv HaChayis. Regular Chiyuv HaChayis, the Chiyuv comes from the Mechayev is the Kabbalah HaChayis. The Kabbalah Sachayis. I was. The Mechayev is not that I was negligent in the Shmira. The Mechayev is that I guaranteed the safety of the Chayfetz. When I was in the Kabbal Shmira, I guaranteed the safety of the Chayfetz. So L'mashal Shoyel. Shoyel guarantees the safety of the Chayfetz. Then it's Nenas. Lightning hits it. What's Mechayev? The fact that lightning hit it, that's not his fault. That can't make him culpable. What's mechayev is that he guaranteed the return of the chayfetz. He guaranteed it. That's called the chayis. Like we were talking about, that's called the chayis. Peshe is not the way. By pshir, the mechayev is the mice of pshir. So even though it's only a groma, so that's a chiddush in shemim. That by even though it normally would only be considered to be a groma, but since you're a shemir, normally a mice of groma is not mechayev. By a shemir, a mice of pshir is mechayev, but the mice of pshir is mechayev. So again, it's not a regular achrayis. It's a mice of pshir. So the Muslim has a pshat in the area as well. that it's the achrayis that's mechayev. It's not the ma'aseh pshita that's mechayev. Sorry. A kabbalas achrayis of pshia is not enough to mechayev in ba'al yorba yimotzei, because achrayis of pshia is not really an achrayis. It's not that I have an achrayis for the well-being of the chometz. It's that if I'll be peshay in my shmir, that'll be like a ma'aseh mazik. So if and when I'll be peshay in the shmir, that will be mechayev. But right now I wasn't peshay in the shmir. I have chometz. I wasn't peshay in the shmir, nor am I planning to be peshay in the shmir. So what, I don't have enough achrayis for the chometz. If I'll be peshay in it, so then when I'll be peshay in it, that itself will be a ma'ase mechayev. It's like if I'm holding chometz, it doesn't belong to me. I will say, well, you should be everybody over by yimotzei, because if you'll be mazikit, you'll have to pay. Yeah, but I'm not being mazikit. So what does that have to do with my being everybody over by yimotzei as well? So what does that do with my being everybody over by yimotzei now? So al derech zeh pshia, when I'll be peshay in it, the ma'aseh pshia will be mechayev. What does that have to do with my holding the chametz now? It's only if you mekabel achrayis of bnei b'aveido, and a kabel chaymer if you mekabel achrayis of einsin, there the mechayev is the achrayis already have now. I am guaranteeing the safety of the object. So I'm holding it with a guarantee. I'm holding it with in the oifen of achrayis. That's I'm holding it in the oifen that if something happens to it, I'm going to have a hesed. Because I was, so there's something in the chayfetz itself. I have an achrayis in the chayfetz itself that makes me a stakeholder in the chayfetz. So that's the Torah's mechayim mibal yorob ha'imotze. Very similar to what we were talking about before. That in order to have, that in order to be chayim mibal yorob ha'imotze, and when we're talking about the Marami Mimi Sakasta, that a ganav is not even by Yom HaMotzei, because it's a little bit different. It's the way the opposite extreme. The Marami Sakasta says, the way Rameh simply explains it, that a ganav is not even by Yom HaMotzei, because he's not holding it by Achrayis, he has to pay for it because he was already chayiv yesterday when he stole it. But not because he's holding it now with an Achrayis that's going to be Mechayiv, that has the potential to be Mechayiv. Here's the other extreme. We're saying the Iri saying that if a Shemir Chinam, let's say, he was holding Chomis, but he's a Shemir Chinam, he only has the Chayis of Shia, so he's not holding it by Achrayis. If he'll be Pesheya, he'll become Chayiv because the Pshia will be Chayiv tomorrow. It's the same idea. In the Ram Sakasta, a Ghana is not over by Rabbi Motze, because the Chia was already yesterday, but right now it's nothing to do with an Achrayis and my holding it today. I'm already Chayiv from yesterday that I have to pay it back. In the Meiri, it's a similar idea. Hashem Achinam is not holding it b'achrayis. If and when he'll be Pesheya, then at that time the Pshi will be Mechayivim. That's not called that he's holding it b'achrayis. It's only Hashem Asochar, who's Chayiv B'gneva V'Avedo, Achrayis of Gneva V'Avedo, Achrayis of Oynes. It's not the lack of Shmir that'll be Mechayivim when it happens. It's that now he gave a guarantee that if anything happens to it, whether it's his fault or not, it doesn't matter. It's a no-fault guarantee that the, or at least depending on the degrees, if it's a soil, whatever the degree of achrayis he has, achrayis of einsin, achrayis of neva v'aveido, a kaponim, he's holding it via achrayis. He's holding it in a way that he's guaranteeing its safety. That's mechayim bal yorob ha'imotze. So kaponim, the Rambam seems to hold like the Meiri, like the Shittas Hari, like those who show him that achrayis of pshia is not enough to mechayim bal yorob ha'imotze. You have to have achrayis of neva v'aveido. With this, the heads of the Meiri, it's very well. It's Ram l'shitosi. The Ram takol pshia is kemazik. So that stems very well. Peshay kemazik. That's not mechayiv by Rabbi Motzah. You have to. The mechayiv is the. You have to have a chayis. Which also would make me think that the Rambam will learn like that side of the chakira. That the mechayiv by Rabbi Motzah is not dover gerem l'mamon. Because as dover hagerem l'momen, l'chayra pshi is also dover hagerem l'chayra. Hashem echinam is also has the chayfetz as a dover hagerem l'momen. It's gerem l'momen. This chayfetz is gerem l'momen to him in the sense that if something will happen to it through his negligence, he'll have to pay. L'chayra, that's also gerem l'momen. Just look at it, it's a dover hagerem l'momen. Hashem echinam has a chayfetz, has a pikadim. If he'll be peshe in the shmira, if he'll be negligent in the shmira, it'll be chayiv. So bivshutay, maybe hamuchach bivshutay. That's called the dover gerem l'momen. The pikadon is gerem l'momen. If something happens to it through his lack of shmira, he'll be chayiv. His total lack of shmira, He'll have to pay. Chayitz also davar gam l'mama. Yes, learn about davar. Maybe there's a makom to milchalik. But a kapanim, it's much easier if you learn that the Ram holds, like the other side of the chakir, that you need to have a chayis. It's not a davar gam l'mama the gedin. A chayis is mechayim b'ayol emotzi. And what's called a chayis? A chayis is where a kolmer. A chayis is mechayim b'ayol emotzi. Pishay is not a chayis. Pishay is a mazik. Not a chiyav chayis. It's a chiyav mazik. Because you're a shomer, you have a new kind of chiyav mazik, a grumadik mazik that normally you wouldn't have. The Torah gave you a new way to be mazik. But it's a chiyav mazik, it's not a chiyav achrayis. Chiyav mazik is not a chayim ba'yom emotzer. Kach v'pshuta. Then the Rambam goes on, and Melech HaDalud, Sok the Rambam, Goy Anos, Shehivkir Chemsei Eitzel Yisrael. Violent Goy, Zmafkir Chemsei Eitzel Yisrael. Im Yedei HaYisrael, HaYisraeli, Shem Omar Einignav, Mechayv Elishalmai, V'Kefei Elayinzi Elishalm. If the Jew knows that if the Chayfas will be never Einignav, the Goy will be Kefei him Elishalm, the Anas will be Kefei him Elishalm, Afal Pishal Kibbal Achayis, he was never Mekabal Achayis, Hareze Chayv Levarad, Shari Nechshe Pilu Shaloid Neshe Mechayv HaAnas Bachayusim. Bottom line is the Anas will be mechayv in the achrayis. He wasn't mechayv in the achrayis. That's enough that it's nechshav shehu shaloi. There's a connection to Rambam members. Rambam already said in the Lacha Gimel, achrayis is achayv because it's nechshav shehu shaloi. Because he was mechayv in the achrayis, it's nasik shaloi. Chayv the kibbutz of the achrayis nasik shaloi. No, it's even to say that the achrayis and the chayiv. It's not stammer there, so kosher. The achrayis and the chayiv milsa b'li taima. Achrayis and the chayiv because achrayis is a kind of shaloi. You have enough in it. You mekabel achrayis and the chayivitz. Then, Mr. Shanila asked me, if you ask me, all things being equal, I would say it does sound a little bit like a davar gam l'mama d'kisva. Achrayis makes it kishaloi. If the achrayis itself is in the original chakira, just thinking now, in the original chakira. Is it exists a kosher achrayis mechayiv b'al yom emotzi, or it's a dover hagoyim l'momen kimomen kind of halacha? That by chometz dover hagoyim l'momen is also kimomen. If it would just be that the achrayis mechayiv b'al yom emotzi, nothing to do with it being a dover hagoyim l'momen kimomen doni, then is the right language to say, is the right way to say it, that it's nasik shaloi? And that it's nasik shaloi, achrayis mechayiv b'al yom emotzi. Achrayis in the Kabbalah is called motzi, whatever it is. Achrayis in the kizmah, achrayis in the chayim, bal yom emotzi. Because it has to be kishali. It's not kishali, but the achrayis in the chametz in the chayim. Now the Rambam says that it's nasi kishaloi, makes it sound a little bit like it is a dover hagoyim l'momen kind of svar. Because I have achrayis, I have a stake in the chametz, so dover hagoyim l'momen. So that's the idea of dover gam l'momen kimomen. But if I have a hefset, if the chayfetz is hefset, will be a hefset to me, that makes it in a certain way like it's mine. Isn't that that is Reb Shimon's idea of dover gam l'momen kimomen domen? Even though it's not mine, we treat it like it's mine. Right? I have a carbon, but I'm chayv b'achriyusli, not my carbon. Shel gavoya. But if it'll be nifsar, I'm going to have to. I'll suffer a loss. It makes it kishali that if somebody steals it, they have to pay me kefil dalei. He started Reb Shimon certainly saying such halacha that the fact that it causes me a loss if it's nifsad makes it kishali. The Ram uses that lashon over here. Maybe that makes it sound like the Ram lo'ilam is a psagol agam l'mamon k'mamon kind of halacha. We'll come back to that. I don't know. Maybe that's a dig in the Ram. The Achrayim are bothered by this Ram for different. The Achrayim are bothered by the Ram because they don't understand how can an anos. He wasn't really mekabel achrayis. Is a Jew yachayiv al pidin? A chayiv al pidin. He wasn't mekabel any achrayis. He has no chiv al pidin. The guy is an anos. He's a violent guy. That's why he's called an anos, because he's an anos. He's a violent guy. So it's al pidin b'chal. So why is that mechayiv mi b'al yom emotzi? On both sides of the chakira. If it's a Kabbalah, it's achrayis to get in. What achrayis? I don't have any achrayis. I don't. If we'll go to Beis Din, Beis Din will say I'm potter. If we'll go to court, they'll say that I'm potter. It's not going to help me because the guy's going to beat me up. But it's be'etzem I'm potter. So there's no achrayas here, Bemis. Elamai dover goyim l'momen. That's called a dover goyim l'momen. So dover goyim l'momen, the fact that somebody's going to beat me up and that if this thing is nifsad, somebody will beat me up and take money out of my pocket. And that makes this chayfetz into a dover goyim l'momen. There's a Taz. We'll see, we're going to talk about the Taz soon. The Taz and Simon Tov Mem. Assumes for Dovah Poshut that it's not a dim, this not called a Gorim Lumama. And the Chori is right, the Taz. I mean, Hagoba Atzmacha. Imagine a case, this some chomets in the street. Well, it doesn't have to be chomets. There's something in the street. There's a briefcase in the street. And the guy comes over to me and says, you watch this briefcase. I don't know, maybe it's, he stole it from the bank or something. He ran away because the cops. But there's a briefcase. The guy tells me, I could be Jewish too, I don't care. Whatever it is, the Anas told me that you better watch this. Don't let anybody take it. If you let somebody take it, I'm going to take it out of your pocket. Okay, so I'm scared. So I'm talking to watching it. Somebody comes along and steals it. He's chayv to be careful. Fear of Shimon, the Abraham Mamad Kimam Adamah. So would you say that Koyt of Shimon is chayv, that it now belongs to me? If somebody steals it, the chayv kefil to me. I mean, maybe, but it's very rochet. The Taz assumes the Dover Poshet, that's very far-fetched. Le Matzino could the Le Matzino such a thing. That's called the Dover Gem L'Momen. It's not a Dover Gem L'Momen. It's a Psa Mikra. Alpidin is not a Dover Gem L'Momen. There's nothing here that's Alpidin. And the Chaz, Dover Rochet could say such a thing. Even the Rambam talks about a guy who was mafkid chem seyetzel Yisrael. He was mafkid by me. What if he wasn't mafkid by me? The guy just pointed to some chametz, and he said, "Watch this in the street." And he said, "Watch this chametz. Otherwise, I'm gonna beat you up." So even the Rambam didn't say for that you're over by Rabbi Motzer. He asked me to do his mafkid. It's lashon gemara. The kabbalah of pigdonis. Yochel kabbalah of pigdonis. Why does that have to be a pikkum? If the guy tells me that he's going to beat me up, if it gets lost, so it's a dover goyim l'momen. So that's the problem here in the Rambam. What's the Havan over here? How can the fact that the anus is going to take it out of my skin? How can that mean b'chayiv me by Rabbi Matzis? It's not an achayis in any. It's not an achayis al pi din, and it's not a dover goyim l'momen. The Taz, I mentioned the Taz. As the Kash and the Rambam, the Kash is based on his assumption that this is not called Dover Goyim L'Momen. So Taz has the Kash and the Rambam. He says, it must be Xer Sakosa. There's no other way to understand this Rambam. It's not a Dover Goyim L'Momen, it's garnished. It's nothing. So what is it? Xer Sakosa. The Rambam learned it's Xer Sakosa. Yochel can be, that's what the Gemara. Where did the Rambam get this from? First of all, before we go any further, where did the Rambam get this halacha from about an anus? The Rambam didn't make it up. He read it in the Gemara. He learned that that's the story with the Bnei Chelam. That the Gayosis, he learned that it was pointless. They weren't Makabal Achayis. But this marauding army told them they have to watch it. Anyway, that's the Ram learned the Gemara. So the Tazias and the Rambam, he has from the Shabbat of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, the fear of Shimon, why do I need a pasuk? The fear of Shimon, Dover Goyim L'Momen, is Kimom Adami, so why do I need a pasuk? So the Gemara answers, Kimad Isa, that it's Hechad Isa Be'enei, when it's Isa Be'enei, Rav Shimon never said Dover Goyim L'Momen, is Kimom Adami. Ask the Taz, the Gemara should have said a different teretz. Even according to Rav Shimon, Dover Goyim L'Momen is Kimom Adami, but that wouldn't cover the case of an anus. You need to exist a kosuk for the case of an anus. So because of this, the Taz is chayil on the Rambam. He says, because of this kashin, he has some other kashin, that you don't have to worry about this Rambam. La halach. He's doing the Rambam, la halach. Because of this kashin. He says, against the Gemara. He says, against the pastor of the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Reb Shimon, why do we need a pasuk anyway? It's a Dover Goyim L'Momen, Kimom Adami. So he says, the case of Anos is not a Dover Goyim L'Momen. See, here You see the Tashi, assuming Kedava Pashas. This is not a case of the Dava Gavim Mamma Kimamadav. So it must be some kind of new Gzeres HaKosuv. So that's against the Gemara. It's Muchuk in the Gemara. That's the point of the Taz. I'm going to have to deal with this. It's Muchuk in the Gemara that whatever the Lumbus is, the Gzeres HaKosuv doesn't cover more cases than Dovar Agarim Lamam and Kimamad would cover. Because otherwise the Gemara has no Kasha. The Gemara has the point of Shimon, Dovar Agarim Lamam and Kimamad. Like, why do I need a Pasuk? But it's muchuch in the Gemara. So it's different. Yeah. My answer is, but it's muchuch from the kash of the Gemara that the Gemara assumed that the Gzeres HaKosuv is superfluous if Dovar Agarim Lamamad is Kimamad Dami. And that's only true if the Gzeres HaKosuv doesn't cover any more cases than Dovar Agarim Lamamad Kimamad Dami would cover. So that's the Taz's kasha. Goy Anus is not a Dovar, the Chayr is not a Dovar Agarim Lamamad. That's his assumption. It's not called a Dovar Agarim Lamamad. Again, I think the assumption is from a reduction out of Zerdim. It would be ridiculous to say that if a guy is ma'anis mitin v'kabel achrayis and something that they don't chiyuv achrayis and stam some chametz in the street, so it's going to become a dovar gam l'mamad kimamad dami. Very hard to believe. So this is no different. When I say I have no real achrayis here, the guy is just forcing me to have achrayis. If that's called a dovar gam l'mamad kimamad, that's not a dovar gam l'mamad. So then it's not Xeris HaKosuv either. Because Xeris HaKosuv can't cover more cases than Dovah Gam Lomam Kimam Adami would cover. So the Kasha the Ramashiv, both in Svara and from the Gemara. It's sure in Svara, what's the Havana? What is it? It's meaningless. The Goya Anus is going to take it out of my skin. Halacha Lilchor, it's meaningless. Why should I be Mechayim in Bar Yomei Matzi? And number two, the Chor, it's against the Gemara. Because in the Gemara, it's muchuch that there's not, that the Gzeres HaKosuv is not any stronger than the Din of Dovah Gam Lomam Kimam Adam. And the Din of Dovah Gam Lomam, and Lachor, this is not a Dovah Gam Lomam. So, Rav Shach has a Mahalach in the Ramah. Rav Shach and the Mrs. Zalman. I'll tell you Rav Shach first because it's simpler. But the Mrs. Zalman is very important. Rav Shach can tell you very quickly. Rav Shach learns, Shach says that l'olam is not, this is not a dovah gam l'mamad, and nor is it an achrayis. It's taka not a, it's not a meaning, it's not an achrayis in any halachic sense. But l'maisa, I'm holding the chametz for my benefit. This guy gave me the chametz now, and he says if the chametz disappears, I'm going to have to pay for it. So when I'm holding on to this chametz, I have an interest in the chametz. Because if the chametz disappears, then the mafia is going to come after me. So obviously, I'm very interested in the continued existence of this chametz. So Shach says that's what it says in the Gzeres HaKosuv. In the Gzeres HaKosuv lo yimotzi, it says you're not allowed to have chametz in your reshus whose existence you're interested in continuing. Nothing to do with achrayis. This is not a real achrayis. Nothing to do with dovah gam l'mamad. It's not a dovah gam l'mamad. That's the Gzeres HaKosuv lo yimotzi. You're not allowed to harbor chametz in your reshus in whose existence you have an interest. End of story. So it doesn't matter why you have an interest in this chametz existence. Maybe you have the existence, maybe you're interested in its existence because whatever it is. In the case of the Ram, you're interested in its existence. I don't know how many cases we could dream up, but the case that comes to that the Gemara talks about is that you're interested in its existence because a guy told you that if it stops existing, he's going to beat you up. So that's enough to make you interested in the chametz's existence. So now you're mashit. It's sort of related to things that we've seen before in Rashi Lamashal, Agabi Bittel, and elsewhere. That the idea of bal yomotzi is that you're right to the kiyumai. You want to be you're being mekayim the chametz. That's the idea of Rashi of Bittel. That's the chadas. So it's not called you being mekayim the chametz. And we're in Rashi also. That's pshat in Enemira. We had a whole mahalach in Rashi. Enemira out of sight, out of mind. So I'm not tying the Rambam to Rashi in any way, but I'm saying it's a similar kind of idea. The idea is that I'm being mashed the chametz. To be mashed the chametz means I'm giving the chametz, I'm harboring the chametz because I have an interest in harboring the chametz. If I have no interest in harboring the chametz, then it's nothing. But here I do have an interest. But the interest is because the mafia is going to get me if I don't do it, if I don't hold on to it. So that's called Bar Yomei Matzah. That's your Shachzavat. And that simplifies, like he cuts the Gordian knot. That, so we don't have to look for any lumbus. Don't have to look for a Dovah Gam L'mamad. We don't have to look for a Chayas. We don't have to look for anything. The Metzias is that I'm interested. I'm Reitzi B'Kiyumi. Reitzi B'Kiyumi is not to be Mechayim. There's two problems with the Shatcha, yeah?
Yeah, but it seems from the Rambam that the second he has the Kabbalah of Chalais, he knows he's going to have to be Mavara. So how do you say that when he's living here, he has interest in giving life? He's actually doctoring.
No, interesting means he has this monetary stake. The Torah says that monetary, you have to take the loss. You have to be Mavara, then you'll take the loss. But he has a monetary stake in its existence. So that's enough to be called the being master of the Chumash. So the Torah says you're not allowed to do that. You have to get rid of it. Either the guy's going to take money from you out of it. The guy's going to take it out of your wallet. So tough luck. The guy's going to take it out of your wallet. You have to be. You have to. That's the din. That's the din. You everybody all the way wants.
So it's not an interest in the chumash.
He has a financial interest in the chumash. He has a financial interest in the chumash's existence. As long as the chumash exists, he's not going to have a loss. If the chumash stops to exist, if he gets rid of the chumash, he's going to have a loss. So he has a financial interest in this chumash's existence. That's called that he's being master of the chumash. So the Torah says that's what's awesome. That's exactly what's awesome.
He's always going to lose money.
Yeah, okay. So that's how it is in life.
So there's no interest now. I mean, the second he takes it, he knows he's going to lose.
Doesn't matter. Interest doesn't mean is he smiling or is he frowning. The interest is he has a financial interest in it. He has a financial stake. So if you have a financial stake in chumash in your rishus, that's called being master of the chumash. He would like to keep it, except the Torah tells him he's not allowed. If the Torah would tell him you're allowed to keep it, he would be happier. Because then the mafia won't take it out of his money, out of his pocket. But father, he would like the Torah to let him keep it. The Torah says, yeah, but we're telling you not. The honest is telling you yes, and we're telling the Torah, then the banish is telling him not. But if not for the Torah, if not for the Isser and Torah about Rabbi Matzah, he would like the chumash to stay. So that's called that he's being master chumash.
It's
it anyway has to be. I'm sure it has to be a credible threat anyway. If it's not a credible threat, that would give everybody Rabbi Matzah regardless of the Lashon Ram. The Lashon Ram is that way. Yedei HaYisraeli, Shem Ovad HaNigna Mechai V'Lashama. It's Yedei. There's two problems with the Shach Zorah. One of which the Shach himself points out, and that is that if that's the case, you don't really need a chrayas in kind of some kind of halachic sense, or garim l'mamon in some kind of halachic sense. You just need that you have a stake in keeping this chametz around. Then why do you have to have a chayas of neva v'aveda? A chayas of pshia should be good enough. Even if all he was makabel is a chayas of pshia, the guy said, if it's nigna, we're not going to bother you, but don't be pshia. So L'chayra, he still has an interest in the chametz. He can't throw the chametz out. If he'll throw the chametz out, he'll be a pesheya. He has to guard the chametz at a very low level, but he has to guard the chametz at the low level of not being pesheya in the shmir. So he does have a financial stake in guarding the chametz, in having the chametz, keeping the chametz around safely. If he'll throw it down the incinerator, that's a pshia. If he'll just put it out somewhere and turn his back on it and just put it out and say, you know, anybody could take it, that's a pshia. So he still has a financial stake in keeping the chametz around. So if you learn that you need a kabbalas achrayis, so then we have to meiri pshia kemazik. It's not called a kabbalas achrayis. Achrayis of pshia is not really an achrayis. But if we're saying that that's not the pshat in the Rama, you don't need a halachic achrayis. This is not a halachic achrayis either. It's not a halachic achrayis. It has no meaning halachically. It's just raw power. It's only war power, so it's might makes right. So what's the difference? So what's the difference if it's halachically achrayis, not halachically achrayis? Do you have an interest in keeping the chametz around? But why do you do? Even if you're shem achinav, you have an interest in keeping the chametz around. But the Rambam said in halacha gimel that the achrayis is mechayiv is only achrayis of neva v'aveda. Not achrayis of pshia. Achrayis of pshia is not enough to be mechayiv in balei rabbi motzi.
No, Rav Shach says Mashu Fakir in the Rama. The fact that he says Ginimah Aveda without saying.
Rav Shach is Oymer in this problem. And Rav Shach says that that's not the Pshat in the Rama. That when the Rama said in the Loch Gimel that you were Makabal Achrayas Shem Yigna Yigonev or Yoivad, that you're going to have to pay. What was the Loshan? Hail the Kibbal. In Kibbal Olov Yisrael Achrayas Shem Ovad Ay Nignov Yishalem Leidomov. So Shach says this is not doesn't mean achrayis only doesn't mean necessarily achrayis of neva v'aveda. It could be achrayis of pshia. The Rambam means he was a makabel. Let's say he was a makabel to be shoy mechinam. So he was a makabel that if he'll be pesheya, and as a result of his pshia, it'll be nigna v'nevad. So he'll have to pay. Those. Gneva, Shemach Socher is only chayiv in Gneva Vaveta. Shemachinim is chayiv for Pshir. What does it mean, Pshir? He's negligent in the Shmira. If he's negligent in the Shmira, but nothing happens, he doesn't have to pay. When he's negligent in the Shmira, something happens. What happens? It's Nignab, it's Neva. Many things could happen if you Pshir. One of the things that could happen is it might be Nignab and Neva. That also could happen as a result of the Pshir. And a Shemachinim, if it happens as a result of the Pshir, Shemachinim is chayiv. The Shemachinim is not chayiv for Gneva Vaveda when it happened not as a result of a Pshir. If you guarded it properly, with the proper Shmira, whatever the proper Shmira is, Gemaris, what's called the proper Shmira for Ksofim and so on, the Karka, could be a Tshifat Ubin, whatever the Shmira is, but you gave it a proper Shmira, and then it was stolen anyway. So that's called Gneva Vaveda. That is Shemachinim is Potter, for Shemachinim is chayiv. But if it was Nigdav and Nevad as a result of a Pshir, even a Shemachinim is chayiv. He says, when the Rambam says him Ovad Nigna Bishalom Loi, he doesn't mean the level of Pshia of Shem Esocha of Neva Laveda. Doesn't have to be. It might be that. It could be that's when he was Makabal. If he was Makabal, the Shmir of Shem Esocha, he's for sure over Bali Olay Motzi. But the Rambam's not saying that you need that necessarily. It could be even a Shem Echinim. He was a Makabal, then if it'll be Nigna Neva the Pshia, so then he'll be Chayah, then he'll be Chayah. That's enough to be Chayah in Bali Olay Motzi. Rav Shach thinks it's meduyik in the Rambam that way. I don't know what he means. I don't understand that. Rav Shach says he thinks it's meduyik in the Lashon of the Rambam that way. I didn't see how it's meduyik in the Lashon of the Rambam that way. And the pastor says not that way. There is Zalman for sure. They assume in the Rambam that it means dafka gneva veda. The pastor's in the Rambam. It's a very strange way to say. I would think that's a strange way to say that the chayis of pshir, you call it the ningda v'yoyla.
Maybe.
Yeah.
When the Rush quotes,
if you peshayin it, because other things could happen, the gneva v'aveda. You know, if you peshayin it, it could get the. You leave it out somewhere, leave it out in the rain. There's many things that could happen to it. You have chomus, you peshayin the shmira, you left it out in the backyard. It got rained on. It has to be. It's a funny thing to talk at the single out gneva v'aveda. Yeah.
When the Rush quotes the Bahag and in his shita that it's a pshia, the Bahag reads the Gemara of. Mignav or Mevad, the same way that Rashach reads in the Rambam. So if you see the Rambam is just quoting the Lashon HaGemara, maybe the Olam, he had the same query.
Good point. That's a good point. The Lashon of the Rambam is the Lashon of the Gemara.
So if you read the Gemara like the Bahag, then it comes out Yishmak like Rashach.
I hear. Zaka, who's talking?
Nathan.
Bahakos of you, I feel a shame of Hinam Nami, who mignav a mitvad the Pshia Kome. I hear. So it's not so terrible. The Ram is Nimshach HaChaloshon HaGemar. Okay. So we'll have to say, if you have Shach, that's what I have to say in the Ram. And the Ram says, Imnigna Bayoivad, he means Bipshir. Not only Bipshir, even Bipshir. In the Bag also, it doesn't mean Dafka Bipshir, even Bipshir. If it was Makabal, Gneva Vaveda Shaloi Bipshir, then it's even a bigger Achayas. But it's not necessary for the Chiyuv of Bayor Bayamotri. It's enough that it was Makabal, Imnigna Bayoivad, Bipshir. If he's Makabal even more, and Yigna Vayoyvad not Bipshir, so it's even more by Rabbi Moshe. So, okay, so that could be. So that's what Rav Shach wants to learn. There's another diak, I think, it's a little bit not like Rav Shach, which is that the Lashon in the Gemara, maybe it's not so terrible, but the Lashon in the Gemara is. Rava said to the Bnei Mechayzah, "Biru Chamira the Bnei Chayla mi Bataychul, came and ilumigna v'ilu mitbad b'shu saychul koi u'ba'isu l'shlumei kidil chayim domi." B'shu saychul koi. B'shu saychul koi sounds like it means it's in your shus. I mean, Rav Shach's going to have to say, B'shusayich l'koy means that you want to have it around. That's not normally what B'shusayich l'koy means. B'shusayich l'koy means it's in your Rishus al-Pidin. B'shusayich l'koy, B'shusayich. Also, Lashon Rambam, the Gemara is Dilchayim Dami. But that's really not only a deacon in the Gemara, it's a deacon in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hareu Kishaloi. That's a Kasha in the Shach. The Lashon Rambam is that Yechai because Hareu Kishaloi. Chayil Rekibel of Achai is Nasi Kishaloi. And the same thing by the Anos. Shai Nechsev Kilu Shaloi, Meshem Achai Ve'Anos Ve'Achai Yusuf. The fear of Shach is not Kishaloi. I don't do Shaloi. It's glad enough Shaloi. But it's chametz in my backyard that I want to have around. I mean, mashe chametz in my gvulecha. Lashon Rambam is mei akilu hu shaloi. It doesn't fit so well in Avshach's havana. And then besides everything else, we still have the Taz's kasha. It doesn't help us at all for the kasha of the Taz. The fear of Shach is even stronger than the kasha of the Taz. Saying it's not a dovergam moment. It's not a real achrayis. It's a gzeres hakosov. This case of anos. But if not for the gzeres hakosov, about it, there's nothing to talk about. So what is the kasha? The fear of Shimon, why do we need a pasuk? What do you mean? The pasuk is much bigger than Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's only dovergam moment. This is anos, not a dovergam moment. You need the gzeres hakosov. The gzeres hakosov tells me just the fact that I want to have it around. That brings it to Kuma, even though it's nothing. Al pidin is enough to be mechayim. So the Gemara, what is the Gemara? The whole Gemara is this issue. Rabbi Zalman has a different mouth. Rabbi Zalman's mahalach is based on a yisoid that he says in a few places here. Yeah. The Ram makes it sound like the Achrayis makes it kishaloi. The fear of Shach is not kishaloi. It's just chometz in my rishus that I want to have around. The Torah says, everybody, Rabbi Moshe. That's not kishaloi. You don't have to come out to kishaloi. It doesn't do shaloi. Chometz doesn't have to be shaloi. It just has to be that it's in my gvul, and I'm right to the human. That's not called, you don't say Hareu kishaloi is not the right word. Kishloi is mashma l'mashal. If it was a dover gurim, if the Ram was learning to dover hagurim l'momen kimomen de kalacha, then the language Ram would be very good. That's the idea of dover hagurim l'momen. The fact that I'll have a hefset if it'll be lost makes it kimomen domi, like it's mine, and with all the repercussions, people are chayef to be kefil, and then so on and so forth. That's mamash the Ram's kishloi. If you learn that it's a kabbalah sechayis tekedin. So then it's a little bit more difficult to lush in the Rambam. But still, we could say, I think it's not that difficult. But still, it's not the end of the world. We'll say, that's what the Torah is telling me, that Achrayis is enough, is like a Bailus. But Lefir Shach, it's not Achrayis, and it's not a Dov HaGayim L'momen. It's just a din that there's chametz in my backyard that I want it to stay. Because if it doesn't stay, the guy's going to come at me. So it's just, I mean, Mashi chametz in my rishos. It's not a Reu Kishalai. Rabbi Zalman says in Mahalach and the Rambam, Rabbi Zalman's Mahalach is based on the Yisoid that Rabbi Zalman says in a few places at the beginning of this Kimaman, and he has it again in Schi U'Maton Per Gimel, and he said and he mentions it here in Chametz U'Matzah. The Yisoid itself is a big Yisoid, so I'm going to walk through Rabbi Zalman's Yisoid. Then we'll see how he uses it, but it's a Yisoid that's kedai to know. The Yisoid itself is become the Rambam's. We're used to the idea that a ganav has a kinyan in the gneva. Anybody who went to Bakama, look at Rubel for sure, is used to the idea that a ganav has kinyan in the gneva. To a certain extent, a ganav has a kinyan in the gneva. L'inyan, the muscle. Well, it's kind of machinery and other things. And also the fact that it's the gneva is considered to be in the rishus of the ganav. Right away, I want to be mighty from a mistake that could easily make. The word rishus in Chazal could be used in two ways. Something could be in my rishus, it means it's in my yard. Like lechse rishus of the man kaima. You have a wall fell down, and I don't know who built between two shechinim, I don't know who built the wall. So let's see, did it fall to this way, did it fall that way, did it fall into Reuben's backyard, did it fall into Shimon's backyard, and whose rishus did it fall? That just means my property. But then there's another sense of the word rishus. Rishus means that it's in my control. It's a kind of bailus. It's not a full-fledged bailus, but it's a kind of bailus. It's under my control. That's the sense in which the Gemara says that a if somebody stole something, the Bailim cannot sell it anymore, or cannot be makdish it, because it's not b'shusam. That's halach, that if somebody stole something, there was no yish yet, so shneim ein yechaylim lahakdishay, zelefi member of Rabbi zelefi she'ene shaloi v'zelefi she'ene b'shusay. The ganef can't sell it or be makdish it, because it's not his, obviously. But neither can the Bailim, because it's not in the Bailim's rishus. What does it mean it's not in the Bailim's rishus? To sell something, it doesn't have to be in my backyard. If I have a cow and it's walking around in the fields, I could sell it. I could do a kinyan sudur, I could sell it. It means it's not in my, but it means that the Bailim's bailus, the Bailim's, part of the Bailim's bailus, part of ownership is that you have control over the chayfetz. And here the owner has lost control over the chayfetz. It's by the ganav and the owner has no way to get it. So the ganav has some of the has the rishus in this sense. So that diminishes the ownership of the bailus, because rishus is a kind of bailus. It's not a full fledged bailus. It's not the totality. Certainly not the totality of bailus. The ganav also can't sell it or be maktish it, because it's certainly not his. But it's a part of bailus. Being in my control is a part of bailus. And if the owner, the nignav, doesn't have that, then he doesn't have a full fledged bailus, and it's not enough. He doesn't have enough bailus to sell it. That's the idea of rishus. Rishus is a kind of kinyan. If something is in my control, it's in my rishus, then I'm the one who has, then that's a mixes bialus. It's a kinyan and it's a kind of bialus. Not a full-fledged bialus, but it's a portion of bialus. It's a megareya from the bialus of the real owner. So by a ganav, if that's something that we're, that's a commonplace. I mean, that's something that we're used to before this is Amun. People knew about that. That a ganav, that a gnev is in the rishus of the ganav. If this is Zalman is in the Chadish, that a Pikodlan is in the Rishus of the Shemer. And that's a very big Kiddush. Because if I have something by a Shemer, I can, yes, Saskamas, Harishainim, Thrias, that if I have something by a Shemer, I could sell it. Because the bias of the shomer is like my bias. So the passage is that a shomer, it's not in the rishus of the shomer, it's in the rishus of the bailim. The shomer is watching it for me. It's called that it's in my rishus, not the shomer's rishus. If a zalman says, not the way. If a zalman says that a pikodlan is in the rishus of the shomer, if it's in the rishus of, at least he says it in the Rambam. We'll see in a minute applications. If a zalman has many applications, and then we're not going to go through all of them, and I don't know all of them. But I'm going to just tell you two. But the Rishama asks, if it's in the Rishus L'Shamer, so how can the Bailim be, but the Bailim could sell it, the Bailim could be Makdashit. So he says, yeah, because the Shamer is, it's in the control of the Shamer, but the Shamer is having it, it has it in his Rishus and in his control as a Shliach of the Bailim. So therefore, it's still called, it's in the Rishus of the Bailim, but the Shomer has it in their Rishus on behalf of the Bailim, and therefore the Bailim still are able to be Makdashit. But that probably needs to be ironed out, but that's you have to add that footnote. But the thing itself, if it's Zalman's Mechadish, that a Pikodin is Bishus HaShem. I'll tell you the main, what's in the game, the simplest one, and this is really the main source for it. Rishus Zalman in Hilchos Chiyum Matan Perek Gimel, he focuses on a difficult Rambam. The Rambam says that if a mafkid wants to sell the pikodon to the nifkad, right? This, I gave something to, I'm the Bailam, I gave something to a shomer to watch. Shomer likes it, he makes me a deal. So I said, okay, I'm selling it to you. So the Rambam says, you don't need a kinyan, it's nikniv b'dvorim ba'alma. So the Zama says, what do you mean Dvarim Ba'alma? I mean, why don't you need a kinyan? You don't need a kinyan, presumably, because it's in the Shomer's yard and he's claiming it with kinyan chatzah. Like, why else would you not need a kinyan? Stomach, that's what he needs. So he says, that's not called that there's no kinyan. That is a kinyan. It's kinyan chatzah. The Rama has kinyan chatzah. That's not called, it's not, it's nicknamed like kinyan. So the Zama, no, the Rama means it's not in the Shomer's chatzah. It's in the street somewhere. And it's nikne bedvorim bi'alma. You don't need a ma'aseh kinyan. Because since it's already in the Shomer's Rishus, not in his backyard, it's walking around in the street. but it's in the Shomer, it's just the way Gneva is in the Rishus of a Ganav. A Ganav is kind of Gneva with a Shinui. Doesn't have to be in his backyard. And Mr. Suffolk and Tosis, but let's say it doesn't have to be in his backyard. He has Kinyon Gneva. He's kind of with the Kinyon Gneva. So the sense of Mrs. Alman, that's what the Rama means. The Shpikodin is Rishus Shomer. It's already in the Rishus of the Shomer. It's in his possession. It's in his, he has a Kinyon in it. That Kinyon of being in Yerushus, like Kinyon Gneva. So no further Kinyon is necessary. With that Kinyon that the Shomer already has, he could be kind of the rest of the Bibles. So that's what he says in Hilchos Chiyuv Matan, in the text. In the back, in the Hashmatus, he says that somebody asked him, it's against the Beferish Gemara. It's a Gemara, she'll be Srabim Yoydim Oysa. The Gemara in the beginning of Hamafgid says that if the Shomer Chinam, something was stolen, the Shomer Chinam is Nishba, he just has to swear. But if he does, if he was Shilein, Velerotz and the Shabbat, and then they found the Ganav. So the Ganav pays Kefir, Lemi Mishalim, Lemi Shabbi Kodin Esrei, to the Shomer. Since the Shomer paid, didn't have to pay, and since he paid, so he's kind of the Gneva, and now the Ganav pays the Shomer. So the Gemara asks, how does that work? So the Gemara says that it's kilo a deal between the mafkid and the nifkad. It's understood that the mafkid is kilo saying to the nifkad when he gives it to him, the shomer chinam, that if it'll be stolen, likeshet tigonev, so really all you have to do is take a shvuah. But the tirtz of it to shalmeni, if you'll pay for it, if you'll make it good for me, which is over and above what you need to do, hare parosi kunu yoloch, so I'm being machna you the behem. So there's two lashonos in the Gemara, is it kunu yoloch me'achshav, or is it knuyoloi samach l'gnevosa? When does the kinyan happen? Me'achshav or samach l'gnevosa? What's the nafkamina? So one nafkamina the Gemara says is for, well, nafkamina is vodos, because it's cute, said chutzmik is yourself, what they say. You must have nafkamina the kaima ba'agam. Sitting, if it's roaming around in the street, in the fields. At the moment of the Gneva, it was Kaima Ba'agam. It wasn't in the Shomer's Rishus. So Pashup Chapman, what is how Rashi learns? That if the Kinyan is Lemafreya, Mishasa Gneva, so then it's good, because Mishasa Gneva, the Shomer, it was in the Shomer's backyard, where the Shomer was taking it, Mishicha. But if it's Somach L'Gnevosa, then it only works, if the Tanai was only Somach L'Gnevosa, then it only works if it wasn't Kaima Ba'agam. If it's Kaima Ba'agam, then the Shomer can't be Kainit, because it's Ba'agam, how's it going to be Kainit? So the answer is Zalman, a Beferish Gemara, that if something is that a Shomer has an animal and it's walking around in the street and it's not in his chutz, so you're not paying it. So Mamash, he was Nitzel Vadovash Tinagish will be Shabbat Yodinois. So Mrs. Zalman says, Vitamati al Atzmi Echa Marti Dovarze. I said, I wondered at myself how I could have even had such a, how I ever said this word, that I put it into print. That this is Pshat in the Rambam, that it's, you know, that a Shomer is kind of with his kinyan, even though it's Kaima Ba'agam, it's against the Gemara. But then Mrs. Allen says, somebody showed me that in Rabbeinu Chananel, it says different Pshat in that Gemara. That the Gemara means that if it's Kaima about it, that the Lishna Basra holds, that the Lishna Kaima Lishna Basra. The Pashut family Gemara is Lefil Lishna Kam. If it's Kaima Ba'agma, the Kinyan still goes through because it's Me'it's Lemafreya. Lefil Lishna Basra doesn't go through because it's Samach L'Gnevosa. Samach L'Gnevosa, it's Ba'agma. The Kinyan can't happen. But the Rabbeinu Chananel says that's not the Pshat. Le'olam, it's Kaima Ba'agma. The Lishna Kam holds Kaima Ba'agma doesn't work. So therefore, you have to be Kinyan to Lemafreya. They have to make the Kinyan Lemafreya. The Lishna Basra holds they don't need to make the Kinyan Lemafreya. Even if it's Kaima Ba'agma, the Shomer is Kinyan. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, because migoy that he has to be shomerit b'shusekoy. Since the shomer, the nifkad, is shomer the behemoth, so that makes it in his rishus. And if it's in his rishus, he doesn't have to make another yodik kinyonim. Doesn't have to be. It could be kaima ba'agma. He's kind of doing. It's kind of doing that. Mamashu is his amazvah. So the zama said. So Eber says it's kavalik deram. The Rambam, we know the Rambam, generally speaking, follows Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rambam is from the Beis Medrash Rabbeinu Chananel, countless times. The Rambam always follows. The Rambam's Rashi is Rabbeinu Chananel. So that's Yidur. The Rambam follows Rabbeinu Chananel. And generally speaking, the sheet of the Rif is that we always follow Lishna Basra. So it's Gavalik, the Rambam followed Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rambam Shat Mimor like Rabbeinu Chananel. And it says in Lishna Basra, Beferish, that if it's Kaima Be'agma, the Shomer is Kainit. And he says, that's the source for that Rambam. That's the source, the Mamish, the Rambam, that Rambam, that the Shomer is Kainit without any other kinyan, but Devarim Be'alma, the Rambam doesn't say yearly. It's not a yearly. Lefi, the Rambam, it's a Gemara Mefureshes. Kaima Be'agma. A Shomer is Kainit something, even though it's Kaima Be'agma. That's Ramish, unbelievable. Rabbi Zalman says this in many other places in the Rambam as well, but this is really the smoking gun. This is the one that's the most, I mean, this is very striking. It's a Beferish Rabbeinu Chananel, that which the Rambam brings down Lahalacha. So Rabbi Zalman, based on that, what does it say about it? That's how a shomer is over by Rabbi Yemotze. The reason why it's Gzeis HaKosov, when it says the Gzeis HaKosov of Bal Yemotze, that a shomer is over by Rabbi Yemotze, it's not because it's a Dover Gom Lomomen. Dover Gom Lomomen is Lafka Momen. And it's not because the Achrayis itself is Mechayiv. What's mechayiv him about Yom Yemotzei is that it's an ishus, because a pikodin is bishus hashemer, not because of the achrayis. The etzem shmira makes it bishus hashemer. Like Rabbeinu Chananel said, migoy, that you have to be shemer it, so it's called that it's a mirishus, and that's the Torah tells us with Bal Yemotzei that's enough to mechayiv in Bal Yom Yemotzei. I fed to Mrs. Alman himself, but the Gemara says you need Kabbalah Sechayis. It's hard to keep a little Chayis, hard to keep a little Chayis. Without Kabbalah Sechayis, it doesn't work. If it's the Etzim being in his Rishus and being Shomerit that makes him Chayis, so what do you have to have the Kabbalah Sechayis for? So here, Mrs. Alman says Tunus Chayis. In Chometz HaMatzah, he says it one way, and in Tzchiyah Matana, he says it a little bit different. In Chometz HaMatzah, he says he needs to be the Kabbalah Chayis to show that he wants it to be in his rishus. This thing that a shomer, that it, the pikkudin is in the rishus of the shomer, he burns like a bialim on it, he has to agree to it. So he agrees to it when he's makabel achrayis. If the guy gives it to him, but he's never makabel any achrayis for it at all, kilu, then he's not masking that it should be in his rishus. That's the nusach that he says in Chometz HaMatzah. And in Zechiyah Matana, I don't know which one he wrote first, he says a different nusach of Mrs. Alman, that it's like a tnai. It has to be in his rishus. Being in his rishus is already a mumminus, but the mumminus has to have some kind of nafkamina in din. To be called that he's, it has to have some nafkamina in dini mumminus. If it has no nafkaminas in dini mumminus, then what he means exactly, his lesson is, you need some nafkusa b'momen shemachzik leisei b'teres bailim b'shvilze. To be machzik something as a bailim, there must be some kind of momenus in it that you have. Otherwise, it's not called the machzik b'teres bailim. To be machzik something b'teres bailim, and there's no nafkamina in your being machzik b'teres bailim, would be meaningless. So the achrayis makes it meaningful that it's in Yerushus. Because now there's nafkaminas in it being in Yerushus. They have a chiv achrayis. But the etzim rishus is what makes it, But the Rishus doesn't come from the Achrayis. The Rishus comes from the fact, like Rabbeinu Chananel says, the fact that I'm Shomerit makes it in my Rishus. But I need the Achrayis, because if I'm being Shomerit and it's moot, if my Shmira, maybe that's what it means, if my Shmira is moot, then that's not enough to make it in my Rishus. It has to be a Shmira that has some kind of momnistic enough community. Maybe that's the way to say it. The Shmira has to have a momnistic enough community. With this vort, he explains a number of things. Eventually he wants to explain the Rambam about Anus. We'll come back to it in a few minutes. But he wants to, first of all, he wants to explain a shita Rabbeinu Tam that needs a hezber. The Gemara says in the Hemshech, the next in just a few lines away from us in the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you were makabel pikadon from a goy, chometz, and you were yichud le'bayis, so ein zokuk levar. So mechayk shem what that means. Rashi learns yichud le'bayis means you weren't makabel achayis. That's what you did. You said yichud put it over there, and I'm not taking any responsibility. So it means you weren't. It's just another way of saying you weren't makabel achayis. Tosus learns that that's not pshat in the Gemara. Doesn't sound like that pshat in the Gemara. Avada, you were makabel achayis. But even though you're makabel achrayis, but if you were miyachad le'bayis, you designated a place and you gave that place over to the guy. So then you're not chayiv, even though you're makabel achrayis, says Tosis, b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, because it's like you're makabel achrayis for chemtze shel goy in the rishus of the guy. It's like I was makabel achrayis for the chemtze of the guy in the rishus of the guy. And that about you, not everybody, Rabbi Yamatz. So the Ramban talks about that Rabbeinu Tam, brings that Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ramban has two pshatim, what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. The Ramban says, l'chadchila, he thought that Rabbeinu Tam is saying something in Kabbalah Sachrayis. That in order to be chayiv with Kabbalah Sachrayis, it has to be that he put it into your rishus, but if it's still in the rishus of the mafkid, you're not able. And then the Ramban says that actually, then he decided that it means something more than that. It's even by chemtze shel yishol mamish. That even chemtze shel yishol mamish, you're not over unless it's in your rishus. This we talked about many times, Rabbeinu Dov and Abdallah. Following this Ramban, the Ramban Chumash also says it, that the Ramban has this chiddush, that even if it's my Chumash Mamish, my own Chumash, if it's not in my Rishus, I'm not a. That's the Shita Rabbeinu Dov and the Ran and Abdallah, Zelophishan Shiloh, Zelophishan Rishusai, the night of the Maskin or the Seicher is over, and we talked about many times. So that's that Ramban. But the Ramban's initial understanding of Rabbeinu Tam, and about the Pashas and Tesis is like the Ramban's initial understanding of Rabbeinu Tam. That is key, that yichud le'bayis is potter because it's like kibul achrayis al chemtze shel goy beveis shel goy. The simple reading of Tosis is that Tosis understood Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam is not saying a din in all chometz, that all chometz it has to be in my rishus. Chometz does not have to be in my rishus. If it's my chometz, I'm over even if it's in the street. Chometz of a goy, kabbalas achrayis, is only mechayiv me if he's put it in my rishus. But if I'm a kabbal achrayis al chemtze shel goy, beveise shel goy, then I'm not chayiv. So as what's the hezber? If there's no din that chometz has to be in my rishus for me to over by Rabbi Yamatzei, and if kabbalas achrayis is like my chometz, so then what's the difference? My chometz, if my chometz beveise shel goy, I am over. And kabbalas achrayis is like mine. So why from a kabbal achrayis al chemtze shel goy, beveise shel goy, why am I not over? Says if it's a zalman, lefi his vod is gavali. The mechayev by a shomer is not the kabbalas achrayis. The kabbalas achrayis is a tnai. The mechayev is it's in the rishus of the shomer, and it's only in the rishus of the shomer if the mafkid gave it to the nifkad. If the mafkid gave it to the shomer, so to be shomer, so then it's in the rishus of the shomer. There is a tnai. You also have to have kabbalas achrayis for whatever the pshat and the tnai is. You have to. Like I told you, two versions of you have to have some nafkusa, momentistic nafkusa, or you have to want it that you want it. You have to show that you want it to be in rishus to the kabbalah sechayis. You're showing that you want to be makabel into your rishus. But the core idea is that it's in your rishus. The main thing is the fact that it's in your rishus. So it's only your rishus if it comes into your rishus. But if you're makabel achrayis and chametz of a goy by the goy, so that's an so achrayis you have, but a shomer you're not. So it's not in your rishus. Interesting. The goyin when he talks about this Rabbeinu Tam, the goyin says Rabbeinu Tam was medayikit from the lashon of the brayso. Yochel yikabel pikgoynos min hanochim. It has to be a pikodin. If it's still sitting by the goy who's never mafkid it by me, then it's not a pikodin. You can have achrayis from today till tomorrow, but it has to be a pikodin. Rabbi Salman says that's the havana. The yisoid hadover is that a pikodin is in the rishus of the shomer. That's what Mechayim Bar Yovei Motzei. The kabbalas achrayis is the tanai. Again, why do you need the tanai? That's really very not clear. But that's he has the different versions. But it's the being in Rabbeinu Tam is the gavul de gavul. Mamish is like and together with the goyim. Mamish yochel yikabel pikodin is when anochi. The bedrock halach is you have to be mekabel. That it's a pikodin. In a pikodin you have a kinyan. On top of that, you also have the bachayis. That's who's kanshe kibul bachayis, kanshe lekibul bachayis. Because we have the steer in the psukim, yochel yachmin, and then we have another pasuk for you, yochel yikabel kibdonis, and then you have another pasuk that you could be makabel kibdonis. Kanshe kibul bachayis, kanshe lekibul bachayis. But that's an added tonight. But the bedrock condition is the kabel kibdonis because you have to have a kinyan. So Rabbi Zalman, that's a beautiful one. So now Rabbi Zalman wants to use this to answer the Rambam about the Goy Anos. The guy came violently and he forces on me an Achayas. Says, what is that? What kind of Achayas? That's not an Achayas. It's not an Apidin, that's not an Achayas. So how does it work? Says Rabbi Zalman, the Achayas is not the important part. The important part is that I'm a Shomer. And the Shomer I am. It starts off, Goy Shehifkid Chem Tzayetzel Yisrael. He was marketed by me. A Shomer I am. The Achayis is minus. But I am a Shomer. You have to add parenthetically, but Zalman doesn't talk it through so much. How am I even a Shomer? A Goy is Nismayet from Shomer, from Shmir. The Pasha of Shomer, a Goy is Nismayet. There's no Chiyu Be Shomer to a Goy. So one of two things. Either he was Mechabal B'Kinyan. Rishonim say anyway, the Biru B'nei Chelo, the Rishonim will learn that it's not an Anos. So they say, so what kind of Achayis? You really need a real Achayis. What kind of Achayis? There's no Achayis to a Goy. And the Shmira. So they say he made a Kinyan. So we say in the Rambam too, he made a Kinyan on the Shmira, but the Achrayis is Goyis. Or another possibility, maybe Goyis only Nismayit from the Chiyav Achrayis of Shmira. But from the Etzem Mitzias of Shmira, that maybe he could have by a Goy. That is not a meal. Al Kaponim, that Rabbi Zalman doesn't address Mephesh. Rabbi Zalman says, a Shemir is, Yisrael, Goy Anos, Shehifkid Chemse Yitzel Yisrael. The Hifkid Chemse is real. The Oynis is the Achrayis. The important part is the Hivkid Chemsoi, that it's in his Rishus. And that's for real. It really is in the Rishus. You can make it, it's a Kinyan. It's now Bishus Hashem. You only need the Achrayis as a Tanai. Why do you need the Achrayis as a Tanai? So again, in Chiyum Matani says one Nusuch, and in Chometz Umatzi says a different Nusuch. The one in Chiyum Matani says, you only need, there should be some Nafkusa, some Momentistic Nafkusa in it being in your Rishus. So for that, it's enough an Achrayis of Oynis. And Chometz Umatzi says you only need that it should be. You only need the achrayis because you need to show that you want it to be in Yerushus, and for that it's enough achrayis blameless. That was, I don't understand either one. If you need to show that you want it to be in Yerushus, how does the achrayis blameless show that you want it to be in Yerushus? And if you and if it's if you need some kind of nafkusa, momentistic and nafkusa, what kind of momentistic and nafkusa is this oinus kind of momentus? That's not a real momentus. So I don't know, this part is difficult. I don't know. I'm not sure what to do with this. This last thing that he's pushing through, I don't know. But that's what he wants to say. He wants to, if Islam wants to say to Miyashu the Rama, the Pshat in the Rama is, up till now is Gedalt. Up till now is Islam, it's Mamish. It's just not it's not Psochem. It's not Psochem, but it's very good. It's the site is a very, it's a beautiful Islam. He has a Befeirshir of Enochananel, that as Pekodim is Bishul Shomer, the Shomer could be Kainah without any other Kinyan. And that's the Pshat in the Rambam. That's the, once you see Rabbeinu Chananel, there's no question that's the Pshat in the Rambam in Sechil Matam. That's unbelievable. And it's beautiful Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. Why is Kabbalah Achrayis and Chemtzi Shol Nochi, Beveisi Shol Nochi? Because it's not a Pekodim. And why is it so important that the Goyim says, because it's not a Pekodim. And why is it so important to be a Pekodim? So Rabbi Zalman says, because the bedrock is that he has a Kinyan in it. If he doesn't have a Kinyan in it, the Achrayis is not going to help. He has to have a Kinyan. Once he has a Kinyan in it, so then we could talk about Achrayis. But Rabbi Zalman, now the last step is not so clear to me. The last step you want to say, this is the answer for Anos. If the Achrayis is the Mechayiv, then it would have to be a real Achrayis. And Anos is not a real Achrayis. But the real Mechayiv is the Rishus, is the Pikodim, the Etzem Pikodim. The Achrayis is only a Tanai. So since it's only a Tanai, it's enough to have an Achrayis Ba'inus. Yeah, that part I don't understand. Even if it's only a Tanai, but Achrayis Ba'inus, if it's not an Achrayis, how does it even fulfill the Tanai? That's not clear to me, number one. Number two, it's not clear to me is, the fear of Islam is holding the Halach. So then it should come out that it's enough Achrayis of Shia, Achrayis of Hashem Echimah. If the real thing that makes me over by Rabbi Motz is the fact that it's in my Rishus, with Rabbeinu Chananel, that a Pekodim is in the Shus of the Shomer. And the Achrayis is just a Tanai to show that I want to be in my Rishus, or there should be some Nafkamina, a moment stick of Nafkamina in it being in my Rishus. Otherwise, it's not really cool that it's real that it's in my Rishus. So Shemachinam is Rabbi Nachanan is talking about Shemachinam. The Mishnah and Mafkid about Mekshetigonah, Betitzi, Betishlameini, that's talking about a Shomer Chinam. And it's on that Gemara that the Rabbeinu Hananel says that a Shomer doesn't need to make any further kinyan because it's in his Rishus, because he's Shomer. That makes it in his Rishus. And that's what the Rambam is talking about a Shomer Chinam in Schi Matana. The word itself that a Shomer has a kinyan in the Pekodim is certainly true by a Shomer Chinam as much as by a Shomer Socha. So even if there's some condition, you need a Kabbalah Sechayis to show that without a Chayis will be meaningless, so you have to show you want it to be, whatever it is. So a Chayis of a Shomer Chinam should be good enough. But the Rambam in Halacha Gimel is mashmal, you have to have a Chayis of Meva Bavein. So Rav Zalman notices that, and he says in parentheses, well, for Shchametz, you need more. It doesn't explain why. If you read the Rambam like a Pshach, that Gneva Veda means Gneva Veda B'Pshir, which I thought you can't read it, but then Nathan pointed out that maybe you could read it, it's Lashon Gemara. If you read the Rambam that he means Gneva Veda B'Pshir, so then that part won't be... Shver. But still, also the Tazis Kash is still Shver. After all was said and done, the Tazis is still Shver. The Tazis Kash was the Gemara asked Rav Shimon, the fear of Shimon, Dovagam the moment is Kamoman, so what do I need a posse? What do you mean? Dovagam the moment, Anas is not going to be Dovagam the moment. That Lechara, which Saddam also means. And Anas doesn't make it into a Dovagam the moment. You have to come on to the fact that it's a shomer and it's now it's in Rishus and it's a kosov, but the mere fact that it's in his Rishus is mechayev. So what's the most kasha in Rav Shimon? And then finally, I think what Shver and Zalman's mahalach is the loss of the Rama. The loss of the Rama is that because he was mekabel acharayis, shari nechshu kilu shaloi meishim mechayev ha'anas b'achar yusuf. And the Rama ben Alof ha'gimel also. Hoyel mekibel of acharayis nasik shaloi. If he was Zalman, that Nasir Kishaloi is not because he was Mekabal Achrayis, the Nasir Shaloi is because it's in his Rishus, and he has a Chi of Shmira. Maybe the way he says it in Chometz Umasa, that without his being Mekabal Achrayis, it doesn't go into his Rishus, because he has to show that he wants it to be in his Rishus, then maybe that's not so Shver. Since he's Mekabal Achrayis, he shows that he wants it to be in his Rishus, so that it's not in his Rishus. Maybe that's not so terrible. But the main thing is that we have the Tazis Kasha still. And then the other thing is, right, that it should, why need the Achayis of Hashem of Gneva of Aved Lishver? Unless you learn that that's not Pshat Naram. It means like the Bahad. Nigna v'nevad b'pshir. But really all you need is the Achayis of Hashem of Chim. That's not the way Rabbi Zalman himself understood the Rambam, but we could say that on his behalf. Okay. That's that. Okay, I want to talk some more about the next thing. I want to talk about Dovagam Lamam. We haven't really talked about the sugya itself of Dovagam Lamam and Isa Beinei and Lesa Beinei. What's this difference between Isa Beinei and Lesa Beinei? The Tzoyis says, I told you, the Tzoyis has a Murray to the Kashas against the Perishing Gemara. The Gemara is Machalik Isa Beinei and Lesa Beinei. Dovagam Lamam and Kimam Adom is only when it's Lesa Beinei. When it's Isa Beinei now. The Tzoyis asked him, the Perishing Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says by Irani Dachas, if there's Karbonis Shechay Bachayusin and Irani Dachas, then according to Reb Shimon, they have a din of Shlolo that they have to be destroyed because it's a Dovah Gaim Lamamim. But the Karbonis are around; they're not Lesa Beinei, they're Isa Beinei. Yeah, so I want to talk about that sugya. I don't know if I'll give you my Makaymus. I should probably give you some Makaymus. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.